Hey, chart review. Today is the 6th chart review, Deerbrook Emergency Room. That's DEERBROOK. Dr. Ali, ALI, date of service 2/5/2023. First patient, LW, 58-year-old gentleman with risk factors. Been with chest tightness, cardiac workup was negative. He didn't want a chest x-ray, so he decided to leave AMA. He has an appointment with the cardiac and vein clinic in Humble coming up. He left only because he didn't want a chest x-ray and he liked Dr. Ali very much. And he was very satisfied with the services provided. The next patient is A.L. Oh, before you go to that one, cardiologist wasn't called, I guess, because I believe most likely because Cooper had left against AMA and left against medical advice. Next patient is A.L., 58-year-old gentleman with chest pain. This is definitely a different person. Workup was negative. CPK was 637. BNP, chest x-ray EKG within normal limits, except chest x-ray showed possible basilar pneumonia. Was treated with Z-Pak, prednisone, Marilax. Feeling better today, and he's still going to go see his cardiologist nevertheless. But I was satisfied with the care received. EKG was checked twice, and CPK troponin was checked twice. But no observation was ordered. Next patient is F. And no cardiologist was called, most likely because it was a pneumonia. FM is a 36-year-old gentleman. With low back pain after he bent over to pick something up, going down his right leg, couldn't sleep last night, vitals were stable, even Motrin, Flexeril, not any better. His wife said he's crying in pain when he's not walking around, does not have any bladder or bowel incontinency, but nevertheless he's going back to the emergency room to be checked again and to get some type of pain medication. He had... Once again, Dr. Ali did not do a chest x-ray. Did not do an x-ray or CT scan, as it would have been very much warranted in an ER setting in this type of patient. Next patient is NJ. He's a 20-year-old. Comes in for right leg wound care. Follow-up, 3 days old. No sign of infection. Everyone was happy with the care and was told to continue with the same treatment regimen. Next patient is ML, is a 3-month-old baby with nasal congestion. Swab test including RSC within normal limits. Child is doing a little bit better today with supportive care. Was happy with the care received. Next patient is SB, is a 45-year-old with migraine headache. Blood pressure 173/1. 14. Patient was given Fordol and hydralazine IV, VDS UA lab within normal limits. Had a CT scan some time ago, so this was not repeated. Patient did not answer the phone, left message for patient to come back. Next patient is LL, is a 50-year-old woman presented with loss of vision. She said, she reported for 5 days, but she tells me it was more like 2 or 3 days. Dr. Ali referred her to an ophthalmologist. Felt like this was a diabetic retinopathy because of her diabetes. Hemoglobin A1C was elevated. Sugar was 260. Hemoglobin A1C was 13. Sugar was 260. Would recommend having seen by an ophthalmologist, if not in the emergency room, ASAP that day, and if not possible, sent to a higher level of care when someone with loss of vision, because time is of essence, most likely, time is of essence, period. Patient most likely has diabetic retinopathy, but one must rule out other more acute, time-sensitive injuries or conditions. Next patient is BA or HA, two-year-old child seen with shortness of breath, flu-like symptoms, positive strep, treated with Tylenol and Amoxil, sent home, doing better, mom happy with the care. Next patient is SB, 11-year-old child with abdominal pain, nausea, vomiting, vital stable, Zofran in the emergency room, lab negative, diagnosed with viral gastroenteritis, swab test negative, fluid challenge carried out before sending the child home. No CT scan was done. Doing better now per mom. Happy with the care received. Next patient is RB. He's a 44-year-old woman with flu-like symptoms. Vital signs are stable. And febrile swab test negative. Diagnosed with URI pharyngitis, viral syndrome. At home with supportive care, doing a little bit better, she says, and was happy with the care received. Next patient, ER, is a 22-year-old seen with chest pain, CBC, CMP, chest x-ray, EKG, cardiac workup negative, urine tox screen negative, vitals were stable, EKG was repeated, has seen a cardiologist before, potassium was 3.2, white count was 13,000. Patient had been sick for a few days, most likely cold related. No significant left shift was noted. Patient was given PO potassium and was told to follow up with his PCP. The white count was not addressed, and patient was happy with the care received. Next patient is TR, 38-year-old with cough congestion. Left before being seen. When I called, they said that the mother said that the wait was just too long for them to stay. They went to a different facility. Next patient is CF, 56-year-old, seen with cough, congestion, runny nose. Chest pain, back pain, swab test negative, treated with Bromfed, which would have been great, except she's a smoker. She's still having cough and congestion. Dr. Ali felt like this was definitely allergic rhinitis, which it could have been, but the fact that she's a smoker makes you wonder if she has a viral bronchitis that can turn into something bacterial as well. Dr. Maywall, M-A-E-W-A-Wall, recommends giving patient antibiotic and tell them to hold off if they're not better in 24 or 48 hours, start on the antibiotic so they don't have to come back to the emergency room, which makes great sense. Next patient is T.S., 75-year-old man with swollen knee. X-rays were done. It was negative. Was given naproxen. Consider other causes, i.e. gout, with no clear-cut history of trauma and possible workup, including blood work in a 75-year-old with swollen knee. Next patient was EJ, 11-month-old baby with fever, cough, in the emergency room. No fever noted, swab test negative, diagnosed with viral syndrome, treated supportively. Next patient is DF, 34-year-old, presented at the emergency room shaking uncontrollably. IV fluid started, blood sugar stable, Ativan was given, vitals were stable, UDS, CBC, CMP, cardiac workup negative. Patient did have a slightly abnormal EKG and was told to follow up with a cardiologist. Patient left with after responding well to Ativan, and she did not answer the phone today. Next patient is FG, 14-year-old with injury to the left arm, at home, diagnosed with collis fracture, splinted, sent to ortho. Mom says they're going to see the ortho tomorrow. Happy with the care received. Next patient is JL, is a 22-year-old seen with an open wound, not healing, diagnosed with hidradenitis treated with dexedrine, doxycycline, and steroid cream that has worked for the patient in the past, and she says that it's already better and like Dr. Ali very much. Next patient is MC, the 44-year-old woman with cough congestion for the past 4 days. Vitals were stable. Patient did have positive COVID and treated with Tessalon, Bromfit, and Paxlovid. She did not answer the phone, left message for patient to call me back. Thank you.